Today, we're talking about Kaioken for the first time and the most underrated portions of Dragon Ball Z, all right here. That's Dotto Doya. I'm Nanogenix. This is Key Moments. And today, Dotto, we're going to be reacting to something. Then we're going to be talking about what we saw in said reaction, and then we're talking about episode 29 of Dragon Ball Z. Dot, I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you gonna say?
No, I'm just saying I'm excited because, yeah, we're watching for our discussion. Usually, you know, we watch an episode, we discuss. Surely, you know, they're familiar with the formula by now. But these before episode discussions have kind of become one of my favorite parts, especially, you know, I think we're gonna dig into you a little bit here. You know, we've done like the community discussions, whatever's going on in the Dragon Ball world, but Nano, You broke down Dragon Ball Z in 60 seconds here, and you had to make some cuts.
I did. So, not to dive too deep into the YouTube side of things, but so shorts, as you guys probably know, if you don't, can only be 60 seconds. So I challenged myself to try to fit the entirety of the story of Dragon Ball Z. For those of you that are like, wait, why are we watching the entirety of Dragon Ball Z? Dude, we all know the entirety of Dragon Ball Z. This isn't spoiling us by watching me do this. Plus, I had to make this barely a year ago. But I had to confine the entirety of Z into a cohesive kind of mess in 60 seconds, Dotto. So I want to react to it. And then here's the thing. I want to see where I have already written down what I've gotten like feedback from the community as some of the things that felt were missed. So I'm calling them underrated portions, or maybe the portions that you could say weren't needed to tell the total story, Dotto. And we're going to see if you can guess some of them that we don't see in this.
I think that would be fun. I think that's going to be fun. Now, Nano, one number I'm trying to guess is how much goddamn money you made off the 100. What is that? 168? 158? What is that number of likes right there?
That's 150,000 likes. This video has almost 3 million views.
Now, personally, I almost have a 3 million view short myself. You've got to be making...
You have over 3 million view. I saw that, dude.
Do I?
It's over 3 million. It got naturally suggested to me. That'll had some fun with some fighters UI edits slash those, moments.
That UI Goku shorts go crazy, bro. And you know what makes me happy? I get comments like, what game is this? And I'm like, I get to plug fighters. All like, you know how long it's been since I've plugged fighters to somebody?
I've had that a lot.
Years.
With Kakarot clips. People are like, wait, what is this? I also have had that with Breakers clips.
It is kind of crazy to know how huge Dragon Ball is, that there's people that care about characters from Dragon Ball, but they don't care enough to be like caught up on Dragon Ball games that come out. Like I used to be like that, kind of like, oh, is this a new Dragon Ball game? What the hell?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now we just live, breathe, and eat it. So it's like.
Yeah. Now for us, it's, bro, you know what? I'm saving this is going to be a discussion point next podcast, but I want to talk about if you've ever had any interactions with like natural Dragon Ball fans in the wild that are actually just like real people, because those are always the funniest conversations. Anyway, though, that's next time. This time, Nano, you know I'm the biggest. Yeah. I'm the biggest Dragon Ball knowledge check in the world. I'm getting every guess right.
All right, let's see. All right, right now we're queuing it up. Of course, you guys can hear us over there on audio podcast because we're available to all of Dotto's fans, because Dotto do be loving just the audio only people. You want to tap in. I still do a really good job of breaking it down. You'll be able to hear it all. But if you want to tap in and see it, come over to YouTube. Check us out on YouTube. Appreciate you guys. Let's react to Dragon Ball Z in 60 seconds.
Dragon Ball Z in 60 seconds. Meet Goku. He's the MC, mostly. Nami Raditz, Goku's brother who just showed up on Earth and gets them both killed. Goku comes back to life, though, because he has to fight Nappa and Vegeta. Vegeta kills Nappa and then loses to the Z Warriors, but escapes in the Saiyan pod. The Z Warriors have a Namek to use their Dragon Balls to revive everyone, but Frieza and Vegeta have the same idea.
I'm going to pause right there, Dotto.
Oh, no.
So, because, again, I'm confined to 60 seconds, right there where I say they had the same idea, a lot of people thought I meant had the same idea to go revive all of Goku's friends, but what I meant was they have the same idea to go collect the Namekian Dragon Balls.
Collect the Dragon Ball. I don't think that's wrong at all. But in fact, it kind of worried me when you said that, because I didn't see anything wrong with that.
There's a lot of people though that caught that. Like some of the most upvoted comments are like, wait, so Vegeta and Frieza are just trying to revive Goku's friends? Like, no. But like again, it's only 60 seconds. Like, I don't want you as the viewer to have to like think about that, but I am confined to 6 seconds. Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to pause there.
No, I think that's fair.
Here we go.
The Z Warriors use the Namekian Dragon Balls first. That makes Frieza mad, so he transforms a bunch while beating everyone up. Goku shows up and goes Super Saiyan. Frieza and Goku fight for 5 minutes. Goku wins. Everyone gets revived and sent to Earth. Not Goku, though.
Bruh.
Trunks travels back in time to stop Goku from dying. The androids show up. More androids show up. Another android shows up and absorbs some of the other androids. Now he holds a tournament. Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2. Goku dies again. Gohan wins. A few years pass. These guys resurrect Majin Buu. Vegeta tries to stop Buu. It doesn't work. Goku goes Super Saiyan 3. Majin Buu turns into Super Buu. Gohan shows up and gets absorbed. Goku and Vegeta fuse into Vegito. Super Buu turns into Kid Buu. Goku uses a Super Spirit Bomb to kill Kid Buu. The end. Subscribe for more.
Okay, okay. Well, first of all, I think when I saw this short, I was like, damn, that's Nano's best edited short. I still think that after watching it. But I think I know I'm inside the head of Dragon Ball fans. I got three off the top for you that I want to know if you've dealt with in the comments.
Let's
number
see.
One would be anything Ginyu Force related, because in your short.
Oh, he got one. That's number three. That's number three.
That's number three. Okay, that's a little
maybe
worrying.
Maybe number two. Number three and two are pretty close, I feel like.
Because you skip over the Ginyu Force. It's, you know, you only have so much time, and you want to highlight what Goku did, which is go Super Saiyan beat Frieza. So you skip over him getting there and washing the Ginyu Force. So that, okay. Glad that's on the list. That's one.
You got to get number. I feel like you got to get
one
the number
of them,
one.
One of them was gonna be anything Gotenks related.
Yeah, that is the most. Dude, here, let me. Oh, well, you keep going. Actually, here, let's just look. Oh wait,
the first comment I saw was bro forgot about the Garlic Jr. saga. After watching the Garlic Jr. movie, I actually think you did a benefit to these people.
Okay, wait. There's no way this was the most upvoted one. That's crazy, dude.
Where Goku and
it says,
Piccolo
dude, you skipped the most important part where Goku and Piccolo attempt to get their driver's license. Oh my gosh, I'm.
Are we gonna have to watch that on key moments? Like, is that an episode we're gonna see?
It is an episode we're gonna see.
Oh brother, that is gonna fucking suck, man. Should be that. I mean, that episode should be entertaining, but I just know that there's
awesome, Dotto.
No. It is that episode is awesome, but I'm saying there's no way that episode is surrounded by good episodes. That's all I'm gonna say,
Dotto. You gave that the most one, filler episode we've seen
bro,
so far.
Every
a 10.
Episode, I was literally about to say that the car episode might get a 10 too, depending on how dry that desert looks, man. Same theory, you know.
What is the third thing?
I don't know. Gotenks was huge. The Ginyu Force stuck out to me.
Dude, you're a huge stan of this person, so I'm assuming that you would think of him not being included, period, in that entire short. Wow. In my entire DBZ in 60.
I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
Wasn't included, bro. What? Yeah. This might be my only miss. I'm at a loss. I have no idea who you're talking about.
So there's a lot of comments about Oob and end of Z, because I ended off on the fact that Boo is defeated, and I don't touch on the end of Z stuff, but it's because we were just out of time. Again, like, I feel like I did the DBZ story mostly justice again in 60 seconds. I would challenge anyone listening to this to attempt to see if they can do it, right?
Like, I think you did a pretty good job, but that is true. I did for technically, Nano, I actually think your interpretation is pretty good because of Super's existence. Because Super does Ubin stuff a little different. So
this is true.
I think you captured the raw essence of Z. I think overall you were right and they were wrong. All 150,000 people.
So now I gotta ask. Do you feel like especially like things like Gotenks? When you think about the overall story, do you feel like they were actually even needed to progress to get to the next thing?
You know, this is actually a little hard to say, because the story, I'm not going to lie, Ned, when was the last time you read the manga or watched the show? Because I know we're not there yet, but I feel like when I reread the manga, the story was hyping up Goten and Trunks as being like the future. Like Goku was like, I got to leave it to the young guys, you know? But I can't blame you for not including Gotenks, because overall, what did he do other than kind of throw for Gohan?
He stalls. He stalls.
He stalls. Yeah, but
yeah, like, and that could be the answer for most of the things that we missed. Like it's mostly just like with Ginyu Force. Ginyu Force essentially is like a proponent to get or a component. Sorry, to get us, you know, from point A to point B in terms of like to Frieza, but like. when you're telling someone the story of DBZ, do you need to actually include Ginyu Force to get them on the same page or something, right? Like, I don't know that.
Yeah, I would agree required. That you don't necessarily have to. That's like a fun, and it's like a fun side adventure all along the way.
Yeah. I like Gotenks. We had this whole discussion. I saw someone comment. They were like, man, enjoyed the discussion, but at the same time, just you guys talking about YouTube thumbnails for 20 minutes. I'm like, well, I think you misinterpreted, because we weren't talking about YouTube thumbnails. We were talking about characters that were perceived through data as we acquired from YouTube as popular to the general populace of Z fans, really.
That's
not
a,
like,
man, someone took it. I mean, I guess it literally was about YouTube thumbnails, but you're right. It was only in pursuit of seeing what people
are interested
in. What characters draw in eyes. Yes. That's how I saw that.
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be. I promise you, we would not make an entire podcast that's just a bunch of YouTube.
Now, I would. I definitely would.
But advertised is like what it was. Yeah, I 100%. I think we should do some like random some random pods in the near ish future, where maybe it's not just like completely Z related, you know, or even maybe anime related at all. Maybe we just like catch up. Right? When was the last time people got to catch up with us?
Yeah, that's honestly maybe something for the key members, or yeah, maybe we just put it out there.
But
again, I'd be curious in seeing what the key members' comments would have been their three guesses. But yeah, I mean, I could see why people would comment about stuff like that. But I don't think you're necessarily wrong. Like Gotenks, I don't know. It don't really matter.
Yeah, I just want to make it super clear. By the way, we were just pointing out things that maybe, like, again, if you were recapping as someone, could you skip over these things and them still have the general idea of like what was the story, and so like were they super important? Not that I didn't like Ginyu Force is probably some of my more favorite stuff in that first 100 episodes of the series. Very excited for the Ginyu Force stuff.
Important stuff's bound to get skipped over. I mean, you even skipped over Parmigino or whatever his name was. So, like,
yeah, man.
So
dude.
if he gets skipped, I mean, Gotenks got
to
get skipped.
No pomegranate, man.
That was crazy, bro.
I fumbled.
When you didn't include Pilaf 2, the human, I was so pissed at you.
Now, something I hope you guys aren't fumbling. And as Dotto and I have said a few times, you can be a key member. If you're on YouTube, you can click the join button. And if you're trying to save a couple bucks, you can click the link to go over to Patreon. Or if you're listening to us, just go to Patreon, search up Key Moments. You go to patreon.com/key moments. Become a key member. See the bonus content like our reactions, bonus podcast episodes you've never seen, and get to potentially interact on Q&As and other things. As well as, again, I just got to keep shouting out because I love it, and I feel like a lot of you guys have enjoyed it. A full hour-long reaction to the entire, basically, Shibuya arc of JJK, as well as some other...
That was a Nano exclusive.
Hidden inventory. That is just me, though. I will definitely say, if you're a massive Dotto fan, Dotto was not in that. But anyways, just so much bonus content over there, all available to you the second you become a key member. So thank you guys for supporting us. And for those of you that are key members, thank you. Again, we have some... We're cooking.
Yeah, we got to get that plug, you know? How to get that plug.
Yeah. Anyways... I just enjoyed making this, though. This was such a like fun challenge to try to I will say this, I did have a lot of comments that did say like that I did a pretty solid job of recapping this in 60 seconds and like being able to watch this and not have to go. Just a nice little refresher. I need to show this to someone. It might be interesting to show this to someone that's never seen Dragon Ball, like my wife or something, and see what she takes away.
I think she would pretty much get it. I think you would, other than the character names. I think that would probably, it would probably get lost, but I think the designs and what they did would probably stick in their mind.
That is a, did I just cook up a video for myself?
You might have stumbled on something there. Wow.
Wait, Landon?
I slip in and out of Landon Campbell every now and then. For those who don't know, Landon was a GTRP character, unfortunately passed away.
From 3 years ago, Dotto. Can you believe it's been 3 years?
I don't like, bro, time been slipping a little extra fast lately.
3 years in like a month, dude. Well, you know how cool it'd be to get to RP for just like even one more day as those characters.
We discuss this all the time, but yes, if TSRP came back up for just a single weekend.
I think because like in my more adult life or slash in the 2020 era of my life, like that is one of the more like key moments, if you will, of,
oh brother,
you know, like I did put a ton of hours into that. Like if it was like playing an MMO, like I still think about my days of playing Guild Wars, and that was almost 20 years ago now, you know. Those are still things. Like, by the way, dude, speaking of which, sorry, I'm all over the place. Did you see the RuneScape guy is coming out with a new MMO?
Oh, were you a RuneScape guy? I did see this. I saw this. I wasn't necessarily a big RuneScape guy. I played it one time and got out of the tutorial zone, and then I just kind of walked around. But I was more like into World of Warcraft, I guess. I don't really know why.
Did you ever make it to? Did you at least make it to Varrok? Is that the city?
Who the
Varrok?
I have no idea what that is. You mean like what is that? What is that?
That's like the main hub city. Like, and you can get to it whether you're a premium member or not.
Probably, I would say because I was in a big city area that was out of the tutorial zone.
Yeah,
I remember. I walked out to cook some shrimp or something.
Dude, RuneScape was so much fun. I've tried so many times, like to try to play it as like more modern era, and I just cannot get back into it.
I really appreciate the only thing I really like and appreciate about RuneScape is that they have the old school like server, but they add new content. I think that's really cool because when I think about old games that I miss, I don't necessarily miss that game. I miss the design philosophy that went into older games. Like, I'm going to just say, bro, can we drop a hot take 17 minutes into the podcast that barely has anything to do with Dragon Ball? I hate when modern games are just like so piss easy, bro. Like, it's like there's no grind at all. I love the grind. I hate it, but I love it. And no, old school RuneScape is mostly grind.
No, I feel you. I think that's probably like why the Souls games have resonated with so many people is because they actually do have that like old school difficulty to them, you know? Like, especially like early, like young Nano, like playing some of those like old school, very unforgiving Genesis games and stuff like that were beating my ass, bro. Like, oh my gosh, man. Like those games were so unforgiving. It was crazy back in the day.
I think a lot of time people talk about stuff that annoyed us back in the day, and we talk about it only as if it was bad, and we forget that sometimes that stuff and the stuff we suffer through is the most memorable stuff. Like, I think one good example is like when you think back fondly of Call of Duty, people bring up like Noob Tubes, Commando Pro, but and those were annoying. Don't get me wrong, they were annoying, but also it's like charming looking back. Like, it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of nostalgic. Anyway, Nano. Speaking of grinds,
Go ahead. We move on, can I ask you live on this podcast if you'd be down? I brought up to one of our friends about doing a full lore run on zombies. Would you be down, Dotto?
I mean, I would try, but you should know, and that friend should know, that I am ass at zombies.
Are you?
Yes, bro. I mean, how could you not tell? We've played zombies before. I've never once been an ass at.
We did play, dude. So this is Dragon Ball related. We played zombies on like Kami's Island. We played this zombies map, and it starts you out at what should be like level probably 30, but doesn't give you access to the guns you should have at level 30. Most of you guys listening have played Call of Duty Zombies. Anyways,
that shit sucked.
Dotto kept trying to tell me that like this, it's endless. Like there's no winning, and I was like, nah, dude. There's got to be like an end to it, because like it was a custom map that you had to play. Obviously,
it was
through
Kame,
the PC.
It was Kame House.
It was truly. It was a really good recreation of Kame House, by the way. It's really cool. You like went in, they put the intro to Dragon Ball like on a TV. They had like a capsule court machine, which is where you got like your was it your weapon upgrades or maybe like some of your perks. But anyways, it was a very cool. And so I thought there was maybe some sort of Easter egg somewhere, because we did play another map that did have an Easter egg where you fought Broly.
That was cool. That was actually a fun one.
That was really cool. So I thought the Kami House did the same thing, and it unfortunately did not. Someone found the dev notes, and it basically said like, A, they'd cranked the difficulty up like insane, and B, there was no end. There was no real point to it, which kind of made me a little sad. Like, I don't know. I definitely wanted there to be some sort of like cool Easter egg. But yeah, Dotto kept trying to convince me.
It made me really sad.
Dotto kept trying to convince me, like, there's no Easter egg, man. There's no end to this. And I'm like, no, there's got to be, Dotto. There's got to be.
The other map with Broly we played had a minor Easter egg, and it was that somebody joined our lobby and damn near almost doxed both of us.
Yeah, they did. They DDoxed me. They took my internet down.
Playing Black Ops online on PC is like the fastest way to lose your social security number, I swear to God.
I was telling one of my other buddies about this, and I was like, just don't ever stream Black Ops 3 if you're on PC. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, because yeah, we got taken down. Because the thing is, we didn't even know at the time. Like, we kept getting disconnected from the lobbies. We got far one time too. We were about to unlock this like secret door, which, by the way, we didn't know Broly was behind, and then we had all this cool stuff set up, and then our entire game went down.
They DDoSed Nano, and I was walking around like, what happened? Meanwhile, this man was getting an anonymous message on his screen saying that he had 3 hours to respond.
Yeah, dude, and the thing is, This didn't happen to Dotto at all. It just was happened to our lobby, and Dotto was freaked out too. But it was
not,
it
because
was,
I don't play with shit like that, man. I really, I don't know if anybody agrees. I do not play with shit like that. I'm like, all right, I'm good. Like, I'm offline. I get off. I turn my computer off.
That's what I was asking. Like, would you even do it? Because I'm like, I don't know if this guy even wants to ever get back on like zombies, period, because of that experience, you know?
Bro, that shit was horrifying. It's like, all right, I'm good for the week, bro. Like, I don't even fuck with like hackers coming in and like, you know, people like hack COD and like they'll try to be nice and give out like free prestiges and max rank. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. Do what you want, but leave me alone. I don't want it. I
will say, Dotto, lesson number one of playing zombies is to not play on PC.
Good job. Good. You're not even done with it yet, but good job. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Lesson number one is to not play on PC. Lesson number two is that we're talking about lesson number one, the Dragon Ball Z episode that was really good. I'm excited to see what we end up giving a rating here. If you're new here, you know, we do be doing a little bit of a rewatch on Dragon Ball Z. And today, of course, as I just said, we're on episode 29 of the uncut Dragon Ball Z series. This is also episode 23 of the Vegeta Saga in the uncut Dragon Ball Z series. And this originally aired in Japan on December 6th of 1989, Dotto.
This is a vintage bottle here that we've opened up today for sure. I can, oh, the aromas. It's got a lot of iconic notes here.
So, I hate to take one step back because I know we were moving forward. I do want to say one last thing. There was a couple of comments about Mecha Frieza. He's on my screen right now, which is making me think about it. There was a couple comments about Mecha Frieza that, because I didn't include him. I included Trunks because I do think Trunks is a very pivotal moment of Z. But
yeah, come on.
The Mecha Frieza stuff.
I think you did that right. I disagree on that one. We're kind of wasting a grade A transition by Nano here, but let's go back from before the segue. Mecha Frieza, I mean, the whole point of that character is just to fake us out. Like, that's literally all the character's for.
Yes.
And it's got, I mean, that's probably the best fake out of all time.
I'm so excited for that portion.
Maybe we can talk about it more then, but Mecha Frieza is like actually genius.
Yes.
Like we're like, oh fuck, here we go. Oh, never mind. Okay. It's just like, okay, well, moving on, I guess.
Dude, Trunks is him. That's all I'll say. Trunks is him.
Bro. And we get to watch the filler. Like I don't know if it happens in Kai if Trunks catches the supernova, but that shit is crazy hot. That's a meathead moment right there. That we gotta get like a sound effect to play when there's a certified DBZ meathead moment, but Trunks catching the supernova and walking. That's a certified meathead moment.
That is a certified. I agree. Dude, someone brought up a really good point, by the way, which I did not think about, which, you know, I'm not trying to overcommit us here, but like a reaction to Kai might go kind of crazy because I've never actually seen all of Kai.
That shit would have been a lot faster of a podcast. I ain't even going to lie to you. I think we'd probably be on Trunks right now. It would be breezing by.
Well, I mean, you know what, though? I don't plan on this podcast ending anytime soon. So like, you know, that might be,
I mean, we're going to stall for what? Like 24 weeks, right? When Daima comes out, like we're going to stop watching Z for quite some time.
Yeah. I don't want to upset you guys too much, but the Daima watch along will probably take a priority over the rewatch.
How is that upsetting, bro? How could people be upset by that? There's no way. Cause Daima is going to be fresh. That's what we all want to talk about.
Yeah.
There is some fans that don't like new stuff, though. I was watching I watched Dragon Ball Z collectors videos, and I was watching this one guy. He was like, I love Z, but I only like the ocean dub. And I was like, oh, fuck. This guy's a huge fan of Dragon Ball, but he only fucks with the ocean dub, man. We're cooked.
But the ocean dub only goes to like.
I know. He was saying his way, like, he was like, I have watched the entire series, but I prefer the ocean dub. And then I switch over to Kai for. The later half, I switch over to Kai for the later half of the Frieza stuff. Then I switch back to the orange breaks, and I was like, "Oh, we're cooked. We're so cooked."
Wow!
I just think because like there's some people out there that are only here for Z, bro. And we just, you know, Nano, we've got to appeal to the Z meatheads. Some people don't like Super.
Blue hair
throws them off.
I didn't really think about that. That's
yeah.
Huh. Yeah, you're right. Daima though is different. I feel like Daima will appeal to.
Daima is kind of a throwback to Dragon Ball, so we might tap into a whole other subsector of Dragon Ball fans.
I feel like most people. Okay, I get what you mean. Yeah, I definitely know you. By the way, there's definitely a lot of people that don't necessarily like Super, but I do think there's a lot of people that will tap into Daima. that are OG Dragon Ball and just Z guys and that don't like Super, and Diamond will probably hit more of that spot for them. I do believe, by the way, this is the last we'll talk about Diamond when we move on. I do believe that Diamond will be a nice, what is the right way to say it? Like, I think Super had pretty bad writing. I think Diamond will be much more of a, are we really going to pretend like Super didn't have some bad writing?
Hey man, you said it, man.
I'm just being honest. I mean, Super had some really good moments, though. I'm not a Super hater at all. I love TOP. Are you kidding me? Yeah. When I see people not like TOP, ooh, I'm like, man, I love TOP. But anyways, I think Diamond will be a much more like tight product, I think is the best way to say it. Like a much more tight series. Like I think
it'll be, you know, more like focused for sure. And
yes,
it's gonna be more one note, no fluctuations. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. Now, when the Super fans come to kill you, I'm not gonna jump in front of them. But
dude,
I'll definitely go, no, he likes the Tournament of Power. But
I like pretty much all of it except for the first two arcs, and even then there's some like some redeeming factors. I'm just saying, like, the stories,
that shit was filler, bro. Let's be honest, the first two arcs
they didn't need to do that. They really didn't.
Hey,
we could have just started at U6 versus U7, it'd have been way better.
Hey, you ain't have a lie though. You ain't have a lie.
All right, so we're in. Again, lesson number one. Dotto and I were slightly scared that today's episode might be more filler than we would want.
It's just a filler. It's a filler title, right?
For
what all happens in this episode, it's actually rare for Dragon Ball not to spoil. Although, hold on. I say that. What's the Japanese title? They probably were just...
The Japanese title is Father is Awesome, the Ultimate Finishing Technique, Kaioken.
There it is, bro. No wonder the English... Japanese titles are always the most spoiler-filled... just... Goku kills Nappa with the Kaioken. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I will watch this.
Yeah,
but lesson number one is taking it pretty far to the vague direction.
I guess what does lesson number one mean? Is that literally just a reference to Kaioken that they barely even like?
Yeah, they say it in the episode. It's like, actually, I don't know if Goku specifically numbers it, but the first lesson King Kai teaches him is the Kaioken. So I guess that's what it's supposed to mean.
That's like a deep cut, though, you know, like you got to know a lot to know. That's why they called it that, you know, like
it is a little bit of a deeper cut there. It could also be like Goku gave Nappa quite a few lessons. In fact, Nano, he literally did what delivered. We asked for.
It delivered.
Episode, if you were watching Key Moments, me and Nano, now again, meathead moment. We were like, because Goku punches in this last episode, Goku punches him and goes, that's for all of my friends. And then I believe it was like that was supposed to list just Chiaotzu. Which, unfortunately, looking back, Nano, I agree it probably should have just been Chiaotzu. Because he later goes on, he doesn't say it in this episode. So now it looks worse for Chiaotzu. But Goku delivers a multi-piece attack. He goes, that's for Piccolo. Then chases him down. This one's for Yamcha. Does he ever do Tien?
He did do Tien. Right?
Okay.
Because it flashes to Tien at one point, and so I think he does say Tien.
Dude, that was hilarious.
But wait, that was when we saw Chiaotzu's like
the little hat. They were showing. So all maybe the dead not.
Maybe he did.
Fighters.
Did he not say Tien? That's crazy.
I think it was literally Goku only got revenge for. Well, he got revenge for all of them, but then in this episode, he specifically wanted revenge for those two. Which I guess those were the two easiest dead bodies to spot. Because
I'm just gonna say we're forgetting Tien. I'm gonna say we're forgetting Tien.
We're forgetting Tien, and Goku forgot Chiaotzu in the English dub. But the show did not. As Nano's right, they do when they're showing the dead bodies of the Z Fighters. They show Chiaotzu's little tiny hat that must have fallen off at some point. We don't get a body because there is no body.
Yeah, because he fully exploded.
Rest in peace to Chiaotzu. I will say one thing I thought was funny, and I mentioned this in our reaction, is Goku kicks Nappa through rocks probably four times in this episode. Just like waist-high rocks that are just scattered around. Nappa got a mouthful of them every time.
Conveniently placed rocks, man.
There's as many
mounds of rocks as he needed to... he definitely does say Tien, because like you're saying, there's like four times, so he definitely hits him for Tien at least once. Okay. The most impactful, though, that we both remember is definitely Piccolo. Like, the Piccolo punch was the most impactful, for sure.
That one looked the best, and also it was the first one, so that's when it clicked for both of us that they you know, the writers watched, they clearly watched the last episode of Key Moments and, yes, and went back and made some adjustments.
That was crazy. And they snuck into my house and they replaced my DVD and everything.
That was weird. When you told me last week that somebody had broken into your house and like your orange boxes were like scattered around, I was wondering what that was. But I mean, I'm happy it happened now, because that was cool. That was definitely cool.
Yeah, no, it made for a really good Key Moment here in this Key Moments podcast.
Yeah. One thing that I don't think they changed in your orange boxes, because I do remember this, and you can cut in if you're wrong. If I'm wrong, sorry. But Napa was pissed. After this beatdown, he was fucking fuming, dude. He was about to lose it. And rightfully so. Rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, so that's... I almost wish we would have got some power levels here. Because you made a call out. So there is a small cutback. It is the one portion of the show where it did kind of slow down just to give us like some Bulma and Baba and all of them for like a moment, and they can't see what's happening. And of course, she blames it on Nappa. She says like there's just a lot going on, like with the like Earth's whatever. Like basically, just the energy that Nappa is emitting is affecting her being able to like see what's fighting, you know, what's going on. And you call out, you're like,
rich talk from Bulma, by the way, after hitting the glass orb they were using.
Yes,
for no reason, she hits it.
Yeah, she hits it just to be like. Like as if she's hitting like Nappa or Vegeta or something. Like I don't. What was the point of hitting the ball? I don't get it.
This is Bulma's lowest moment after her not reacting to Yamcha's death. Just a quick little health update on Puar, by the way. Still dead. Still out cold from shock. That's longer than. By the way, this is how you know Puar's a real one. That's longer by 100 times than Bulma, and even longer than Chi-Chi, whose son is out there. So Puar is the most emotionally connected to any Z fighter, but go ahead.
Yeah. Also, Puar just recently made a debut in the hit anime Dragon Ball game, The Breakers.
Dragon Ball The Breakers. That's true. I played as him. I didn't like it that much, honestly. It was they move weird. Have you played as Puar?
I've not done Puar yet. No.
They move very weird. That's just maybe my first time, but the abilities are pretty good. Like the transform into a hand and stuff.
Yeah, the hand. That's the only reason why I want to do it is for the hand. But anyways, Dotto called out because I did think it was funny, and I really wish we could have seen some power levels here. But Nappa's doing all of this, and Dotto's like, all this to go up like to 5,300 over like 5,000 or something.
Because Nappa going into the aura around Nappa looks cool, but you know, bro's really cool. You know, bro's got to be maxing out at like what? I mean, because think, he reacted negatively to 8,000. That tells me Nappa, would Nappa be under 8,000? What do you think, where would you guess Nappa's at? I would say he has to be under 8,000.
I would say he's probably right at 8,000. You know, like something about the way he reacted. I'm sure we can, let's just look this up. Nappa power level, surely it exists somewhere, right?
I'm guessing he's, like you said, right at 8,000, maybe 8,200. Maybe max rage, max potential, 8,500.
Interesting. Okay.
What do we got?
It was stated in a weekly Shonen Jump that Nappa's power level is 4,000. So
pathetic.
So when you said that, you're right, actually.
Yeah, he's trash. All that rage, all that boost to what? Get up to maybe 5,000 if he's lucky.
That's kind of nutty, dude. I would have not anticipated that.
That's really low. Honestly, that might be too low. That might even like get some fans like pissed.
So how strong is Vegeta then? If Nappa is like 4K,
Vegeta's probably like now. See, now we're just guessing, bro. What would you guess?
Vegeta's at least over 10. He's over 10, right? Surely Vegeta's over 10. I mean, Frieza's like 530,000. So Vegeta,
I would even say Vegeta might be at 20.
My number right now is 25,000. I'm thinking he's like 25,000.
25 is kind of wild.
All right, I am Googling.
How could you even respect Nappa at that point?
Power level Saiyan Saga. Oh, if this is real, it's not. What do you think it is then? If it's not 20,000, what do you think it is?
It's not even 20.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, this is not making any sense to me no more.
This was a confirmed in a volume.
I'm going 18,300.
It's 18,000 on the dot.
Oh shit! That okay?
But that, that means he's almost five times as powerful as Nappa, though, which is crazy in like this era. Again, power levels, we've talked about this so many times on this podcast, but power levels really do get so skewed as like the show goes on.
Because now I'm thinking like Goku goes Kaioken times four. So that means he's, and is Kaioken just stated to be, I guess Goku in the English dub at least doesn't say that it's just a multiplying like double. Because he just says you're. But does he? I don't know. I feel like I remember it just being a doubling. And going off that research, he kind of Kaioken's to catch up to Nappa. So maybe Goku's at, well, no, we know he's at least 8,000.
Yes, I was going to say.
9,000 in English sub. So one double of that, he would be equal with Vegeta. But that doesn't make sense. So it can't be a double.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how Kaioken works.
So he has to go times four. I'm saying Goku maxes out at like 10,000, 12,000 maybe.
Without
10,000 without a Kaioken, 13,000 with the Kaioken. Because I think Goku has to be at 20, at least 20,000 when he goes times four, right?
Yes, 100%, because he overpowers Vegeta.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's fun with power levels, with key moments there. I feel like we got, I'm impressed by how close we were, just intuitively.
Yeah, I guess I would have expected. I think the only one that's shocking to me, like Vegeta's, is really not that shocking. Like 18,000 in this era, where just 20 episodes ago with Raditz, we were under like what, 3,000 or something with Raditz, right? Like
not even close. Raditz was pathetic.
Yeah, so like that means that Vegeta is eight times more powerful than Raditz. So I mean, that is about where I'd expect it, but I think I expected more from Nappa, especially the way Nappa talked down to Raditz. Raditz's power level was 1600, Dotto. So
why Nappa talking all this shit?
So Nappa's talking like, that much shit when he's barely like double Raditz? That's not that much.
I'm trying to think, what was Baby Gohan's when he got like his most pissed?
It was like
wasn't
three,
he at five?
I found this right here. It's 1307. He was 1307. But still, he's a baby.
Nappa talking all that shit and an untrained baby is almost catching up to him. And he's talking all that shit. That's crazy. And also, this is kind of making me more pissed at Gohan, because bro really could have helped out a lot more than he did.
Dude, because where was he at when he did his Masenko? That was just last episode, right?
Yeah.
I think it said it last episode. Wait.
Brother, we got math. We got to math this out, though.
He was at, okay, so he was at 2,800 when he did his Masenko.
Okay, 2,800.
So
half.
So that's like three-fourths of Nappa.
That's getting pretty close.
So I guess, okay, which is also fair, because Vegeta said, like, had he not deflected it or, you know, told him about it, he would have like died. So, which again, you got to remember, when we were watching the dub, they said the Masenko was at 3,000. So they made it even closer as they rounded up.
Can't boost it up.
You can't,
much,
can't boost
man.
It up. Not in this save. 200 makes a difference.
Hey, now we're on the wiki, bro. Because 200, Nappa's arm is coming clean off. Like that shit is not going numb. That shit is coming off.
Exactly. So, anyways, that's so eye opening. Now, I do kind of miss power level era of Dragon Ball. Like,
as an Earthling fan, I can't afford to miss it, bro. Because I'm cooked.
We need a World of Warcraft item squish. Yeah, we need a squish, because I mean, can you imagine what Ego and like UI looks like in Beast? Like though,
I will actually squirm in my fucking seat if the next super chapter, like when they come back with the story, if they come out and the gods are like, we've created God Scouters. It's like it measures your God level, and it's like just a stat squish. It's like, Goku, you're at 1,000 God level. It's like, oh fuck.
That would be so sick, though.
You really want it. You want the god level squish.
I would be so about it, dude. Especially if it's like a new type of like scouter type thing.
The god scouters come out and there's a god power level of 1,000, and then he turns around. It's revived Raditz, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, it would not piss me off at all if they bring Raditz back.
The highest known god level is actually this guy. Shows picture of Cooler.
Dude. Yeah. We cannot be playing with that, because I want those two things. If there was anything to come back out of the old stuff, It'd be Raditz and Cooler. I would love a Raditz and Cooler comeback.
You're lucky I haven't commissioned the DBZ Meathead warning sound effect yet, bro, because it would be going off like crazy right now. You're so lucky, bro. Anyway, back to the normal power levels we have. Now, well-renowned weakling Nappa, by the way. 4,000? Bro, that's not impressive. But, yeah, so he's powering up to his max, his maximum Nana, which, unfortunately, we've spoiled his 4,000, so... He's coming at Goku with a blinding maybe 5,000 if he's really pushing himself. It doesn't do anything. In fact, though, Nano, we see our first ever what?
Beam Clash, Dotto. Beam Clashes are here, brother.
I didn't expect that. That caught us both by surprise, I think.
Man, dude.
Nappa opens his mouth for the level 3. That's all I recognized. I was like, level 3 from Nappa coming up. But Goku, it's like Nappa's right in his face. This is after they're like trading blows. Goku's like, I can't dodge this. Bust out a Kamehameha. Pretty fast, too.
That was, man, dude. I just was not expect. I cannot believe this. But if you're ever on a trivia show and they say the first ever Dragon Ball Z Beam Clash is between which two characters? It's Nappa and it's Goku, man. It's Nappa and Goku.
It's going to be really embarrassing if we're just missing one from Dragon Ball Z. But I don't think so, right? We both immediately react to like first beam.
No, yeah, there's no beam clash. We've had this discussion before, and we both agreed it's got to be the Gatlagun and Kamehameha, and we were wrong because it's Nappa's mouth blast.
Nappa's mouth beam, which to be honest, I didn't know that he used it like this.
Yes, no, same.
I'm looking at this, and I would not have thought, like, gonna be completely honest, if I was designing the characters for fighters, Nappa's level 3 would have been like the DX bomber, like with the arm when he like reaches, because he spams that on Goku.
Yes.
It was honestly pathetic, bro. He fires one at Goku and Goku tanks it by standing there and flexing like both of his arms up like a macho man.
I was just about to bring that up. So speaking of power levels and speaking of this is making more sense. Nappa is less than half of Goku's power level, which is why he hits him with a bomber DX and Goku literally just stances up and takes it. He didn't have to. He could have easily just dodged it, but he said, nah, I'm him. Watch this. Mind games. Boom. Like, he just takes it. Like, it's, I would have disconnected. Nothing.
Bro, Nappa should have ran it down mid after that. What's crazy about Nappa is clearly all 4,000 points went to his power level, because bro got to be the only Dragon Ball character to see that. And Nappa said, all right, here comes number 2. He was going to throw another one of the same useless attacks. Horrible, bro.
Yeah, and so in this episode, after the beam clash, and Vegeta decides, you know what, Nappa, you're done. We're putting you on the bench. Get back over here.
That was funny though.
This dude thinks that he's just gonna bum rush down Krillin and Gohan for some ungodly reason. I have no idea. Like, why would he think that he's gonna make it to Gohan and Krillin? When Goku is over here, like, mopping the floor with him, he thinks Goku's just going to, like, let him get away with this?
I'm surprised Vegeta let him get away with this, because you're right. Like, Nappa, first of all, I couldn't live like Nappa, bro. Like, he literally gets like, hey, come here, Nappa. I need you to come sit. You're done. It's like, all right. But he took that to mean, like, I guess I'll just go fucking kill these two over here. Bro, you're not getting away with that.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Actually, though, I'm clocking in. Nappa Defense Force here.
Oh, brother. Here we go. Go ahead.
Here's the thing, though. He's doing this, and if it wasn't for a secret technique that he could have never predicted, he would have actually been able to get away with it.
Yes, actually, you're true.
So he was playing checkers, and he thought he won, and then Goku shows up with a chessboard and slaps it down on top of the checkers and says, nah, bro.
This is why Saiyans got to take their education a little more seriously, because this was literally lesson number one on the King Kai.
This was lesson number one, and Nappa pays dearly. I actually forgot
pays dearly. He loses his spine.
Yeah, I forgot that that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it being like this, but just for you guys in the comments, you know, we anticipate that most of you are watching these episodes and then alongside with us. But if you're not, I forgot about this, but in the English dub, Nappa lands after getting hit by the Kaioken. Goku catches him, and he says, Vegeta, he separated my V4 and V5 vertebrae. Like, I don't remember him being that specific.
Yeah, so
and he's like, I'm done. Like he names the vertebrae that are broken and then says, I can't move my legs.
So I obviously do remember him getting his ass beat, but I didn't remember it being that he had basically been paralyzed from Goku's attack. I thought in my head canon, the way I remembered this was that Vegeta was just disappointed because he couldn't beat Goku. And so he's like, all right, bud, you're done. And so I didn't know it was that he just, so realistically speaking, had he not had his spine broken, then Vegeta would just probably let him sit on the bench and watch, which we got to get into that too, of how critical that could have been. But, yeah, so in my head canon, it was just that he was disappointed in him, and so he just destroyed him. I didn't realize it was Goku literally broke Bro's back and made him to where he was paralyzed. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was, it was a little harsh. It was a little harsh. I think he's the, is that the most devastating injury Goku's bestowed upon somebody without probably. Like, just killing him?
Yeah, probably, actually.
Because that's pretty harsh. That's pretty harsh penalty.
I mean, unless you're not counting, like, causing Frieza to get cut in half.
I'm not really counting that.
That's kind of his own fault. So
that was all him. That was all him.
Unless I'm misremembering that is
what if we are misremembering? Goku throws the destructive mist back, cutting him in half, and says, "Now you'll never know what it's like to be whole again." Like if Goku hits him with that, then yeah, I could say that one's probably a little more gruesome.
I am trying to think of when, because Goku, other than like Kid Buu, Goku doesn't do a ton after.
I know he hits Birder with this same shtick, but I don't think Birder ever says, my vertebrae, you've broken my spine in twain.
Yeah. Nappa, what does he do to Raccoon, though? What's he do to Raccoon?
Raccoon just gets, like, stomach checked, bro. Stomach checked.
Okay, so no.
You don't remember
so
the Kakarot cutscene?
I do, actually, because they would.
No, because they specifically did that one. Because in the boardroom meeting, they said, we could do Final Flash or we could spend $30,000 on the Raccoon cutscene. So which one are we going to do? And then the dart landed on Raccoon.
That is the craziest decision they've ever made. And I can't believe you're reminding me of that garbage. Anyways, so let's talk about it. It is a little bit spoilery because it is a few episodes away. But could the tides of battle been changed had Nappa not have done this, listened to Vegeta, and just went down on the sidelines and watched Goku and Vegeta fight?
I think so. I brought this up in the reaction, but because Vegeta is a strong guy, okay? He's not here to mess around. He would body Goku, Gohan, and Krillin and probably walk away with about the same injuries we got in the show. But then Nappa's right there to just clean up, bro. Like, even an injured Nappa is mopping the floor with these guys.
Yes.
In all those injured states. I mean, it's not even fair. So Vegeta, really big tactical error here. Loses a plus one.
Bro.
Loses a real one.
I just noticed what your Discord icon is, and it's so distracting.
Why are you distracted by it?
It's Goku eating. So every time you talk, it's just Goku eating.
But yeah, it's a continuous loop where he just he scarfs down as much food as possible.
Yeah, I'm now seeing that. So,
well, you know, it was time for a new Discord icon. I don't think it's right to make fun of people. You know, it's.
I'm not making fun of you.
I appreciate that.
I'm not making fun of you. It's just like I just noticed what it actually is, and I'm like, oh, that's literally Goku just eating like the entire time. It just constantly. Yeah, see, look, he's constantly eating.
Yeah, bro. I'm just the audio listeners are not a fan of that bit.
Yeah, they probably did not love that, or maybe they did,
or maybe they did. You never know.
Now, that does bring us to the finale of this episode, essentially the penultimate moment of this episode specifically, because. I mean, Nappa's no good now to anybody.
Nappa's no good now.
And so yeah. Vegeta uses, you said, what, his level 3?
Yeah, he does his level 3 from Fighters.
He does his level 3.
Big Fighters reference episode today.
Yeah, I guess there was a ton of stuff they used for both these characters, huh? All right here in this one video. Matter of fact, wait. Hang on. Is that pretty much everything that the base Vegeta does nearly was in this episode? Besides his Galick gun?
Besides the Galick gun, and also he has a Destructo Disc-like attack that he uses later in the Saiyan Saga.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, pretty much most of the big stuff.
Is there a dramatic? Is there a dramatic in Fighters that's between the two of them, between Base Goku and Base Vegeta?
Of course, bro. They've got the clash. They don't have a dramatic intro though, which I think is top tier. Probably the biggest crime Fighters ever hit us with. I'm not even gonna lie.
If we would have ever gotten Fighters 2, brother, you would have got that.
But no dramatic intro with the Base Goku and Vegeta pose. I want my fucking money back. I'm being honest. Like that's a crazy omission.
Yeah, submit your ticket right now to Bandai.
You think I won't? You think I won't submit a Bandai ticket and get my money back?
Do it.
Now Steam has a 2-hour window. Do you think they'd accept 400 hours?
Yeah, probably.
I think they would if I tell them the game's broken.
So this scene was actually really dope though. I mean, you know, rest in peace, you know, Nappa, but like Vegeta just flexing. He's like, guess what? Watch this. And he just literally obliterates Nappa. Obliterates him, which by the way, gave us some pretty cool frames of like Nappa's face. Just like, whoo, like.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dragon Ball loves giving us like wacky death faces from beams.
I think it's to lighten the load, you know, like you're kind of like they're literally killing a character off. But like, look at funny face, you know,
you think that's actually what I wonder if it is that because
I think it is.
Literally every character except maybe Boo, right, dies to with a funny face.
You think part of the reason why, not to bring this discussion back up a little bit, but it was a heavy discussion we had while we did our reactions. Again, you can watch by becoming a key member. But do you think that whoever was in charge of doing the dub had done like research on Akira and knew that, you know, like a lot of his past work, and I think some of the stuff even in Z, especially OG Dragon Balls, was very like humor based, you know?
I would assume so. I mean, there's got to be a reason.
So they tried to like lighten it up, you know, like that was like they were directed in a way to like lighten up some of the lines because they thought that Z, while can be serious, is also can like make fun, not make fun of itself, but also be humor at the same time. Because I mean, making Nappa make those faces that he made when he's getting obliterated is not like, that's purposeful. You're doing that to sort of make it not feel so serious of him literally getting just like.
I'm going to be honest, as a kid, those faces scared me. Like, I was like,
did they?
A little bit, yeah, because it made it feel like there's no dignity in death. Like, you could talk all that shit, but when you get blown away by a beam, you're going to be, like, disfigured. Like, you're going to...
But as an adult, what's it do? It's like funny face, right?
It's just goofy. Yeah, you just...
Yeah, just goofy face.
Especially when the literal frame before, like, he's like, Vegeta, no, please. You know, like, I honestly feel bad for Nappa because he kind of has, like, an unrequited, like, romance. Like, he fucks with Vegeta, but Vegeta ain't fuck with him like that.
Yeah, it's one-sided, man. It happens all the time.
It's super one-sided. It's super one-sided. Like, honestly, they can't have a podcast together. Vegeta is not fucking with him like that.
Yeah. Bro.
It's a horrible fate.
And then, Dotto, we really thought we were going to get the scene. We thought like that, like it was going to give us the scene.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It said, nah, you're waiting one more episode. We gave you so much in this one. You're waiting one more because Goku says, guess what? We're going to fight, but I've got a spot. I know just the spot to beat your ass. Let's go over here.
This line years later would go on to boom literally any box office flop at the movie theaters. Let's go fight somewhere empty. Doesn't say that exactly in this stuff, but they do. They peel off, and Vegeta, I will give Vegeta props for this. Vegeta follows. Like, there's no, like, cheap attacks, no sneak attacks.
Yeah, he's down. He wants a good fight. He wants to see what's up.
Yeah, he's down. I respect that. Like, Kid Buu ain't doing that. Frieza's not doing that. Frieza might do that, but probably not.
I think Frieza now would do it. Frieza back then would not do it, probably.
No, Frieza back then is... Unless Frieza decided himself to do that.
Yes, yeah, it had to be Frieza's own idea. But if you're telling Frieza to come over here, Frieza's going to be like, sure, and then shoot you in the back of the head with a death beam.
Immediately. But yeah, Vegeta comes along, so me and Nano both froze in anticipation.
We did. Because
the scene we wanted to see was the iconic stance-up, the 1v1.
I do think that would have been a much harder way to end this episode, but at the same time, I'm also cool with the fact that we now know that's like what we're anticipating in the next one, so...
Now, one thing I do, yes, it is, next episode's going to be sick, hopefully, unless it, again, I feel like a random filler shit.
Yeah, we're both anticipating this random filler episode, but I don't think it's happening. I think we're good.
I think we're in the clear, too. But, you know, in comparison to, because another thing that was in the ending, in contrast to Vegeta and Nappa's non-bromance, was Goku and Krillin really getting emotional here?
Oh, yes.
Krillin reaches out a hand. These guys have the firmest handshake I've ever seen in a cartoon. And Krillin says, we grew up together. You know, they're matching the mouth flap. So some random pauses in there for sure. Now, and then he's like, let's make sure we grow old together. And I didn't fully expect this, but they like passionately kiss like on the lips. But like once that was over, it was a pretty beautiful moment. And then, yeah, that's when they fly off.
Yeah. That was a pretty good retelling of that moment.
I wanted to try to be as that. I know we said we weren't going to like go into summary on the episodes 100% in detail anymore, but I wanted to make sure that that moment was captured in the podcast.
Were there any differences? Do we have filler?
Oh, let me check here. Let me scroll down. I know one for sure. Okay, we got a few. We've got a few differences from the manga. Do you want me to go over all of them, or just the only one that's interesting? Because I'll just say it.
We already know.
Bulma
what
and the others watching the battle at Kame House is exclusive to the anime. Shocking!
Imagine
that's
that.
Shocking. Yeah, I'm personally shocked by that. But this one's a little more interesting. The anime shows a flashback scene to Goku's training on King Kai's planet, where King Kai described the risk of the Kaioken technique. In the manga, it is only explained by Goku to Krillin and Gohan. So it gives Goku a little more like, you know, he just says it.
Oh, okay. So he's, yeah, but it's just like okay.
To us, it's King Kai telling Goku that, which I don't mind. I don't necessarily mind. It makes King Kai more like of a character.
Yeah. No, like those types of changes are fine. Like could we have done without the flashback or the segue over to Bulma and them? Absolutely. I didn't need to see them again. I don't need to be reminded of their characters. They're fine. I'll see them again when they, you know, need to be seen again.
Now I am looking at the trivia here to try and see.
I just scrolled down to the trivia too. We called something out here.
I'm being biased as hell. I'm really trying to see if it says like first beam clash in Dragon Ball Z. I'm not seeing that. Oh, wait. Hey. Nano, we didn't bring this up in the podcast, but we did bring it up in the reaction, and I want my brownie points.
What's that?
Point two of the trivia. In the Funimation dub, Nappa proclaims that he was the commander-in-chief of the entire Saiyan army. In the original version, Nappa doesn't say anything.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. We called that out in the reaction because it just seems so like...
It was an English... your father is an average fighter, but a brilliant scientist kind of line.
Yeah.
And... English Americans love making every character seem very, very important in lore. If they have no lore, they will be very important in lore. Like Bardock has to be the guy that made the moon. That line always stuck out to me. That's gotta be like one of the most burned in lines of all time in my head.
I guess he does do four hits. Goku lands hits for Yamcha, Piccolo, Chiaotzu, and Tien.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, in the Japanese version, the hits are dedicated to Chiaotzu was the stomach hit. I'm so glad that was not. No. You're right.
Hey, we were right. Look at this.
The stomach kit was dedicated to all four Z fighters. The double axe handle is dedicated to Piccolo, and the final kick is to Yamcha. So he does not call out Chiaotzu or Tien.
No, he gives them no props except for the original props. But that means Yamcha and Piccolo got double props confirmed. So there we go. You know, I liked it. Nano, I gotta give us props. We're kind of going through this with a little fine tooth comb here, because most of the trivia that's episode based, like we pay attention to it.
We do, yeah. I
gotta give us props. Key moments is almost on the level of the wiki, lacking of course any outside knowledge. But I think the only one. Oh, go ahead.
I kind of like this one. In the Funimation dub, Krillin warns Goku that grabbing Vegeta's tail won't work. In the Japanese version, like the manga, he instead suggests Goku take the fight with Vegeta elsewhere so that their friends' bodies won't be mangled up if they are able to bring them back to life.
Oh, I like that better too. You know what? That's score one to the Japanese version. That's smarter.
Yes, it is. It is.
That's,
for sure.
That's way smarter, and it makes Krillin more of a strategy. That's scoreboard. I'll give that one up. That's a they got us. They got us.
They did. They got us on that one. Nadato, I think it's important to know what do you got as far as a rating goes for this episode.
Didn't I go first last time, buddy? Yeah, you're not getting out of this one. You tried it, but you failed. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so a bit of spoilers, but for Goku's arrival, Dotto gave it a 7 and I gave it an 8. So now we're on episode 29, lesson number 1. Dotto, are you ready? You got your hands?
I couldn't find my hands. I got my hands up.
All right, Dotto.
Sorry to get audio listeners, but this is the best we can do.
I think this was a very good episode of Dragon Ball Z. I couldn't have asked too much more, so I'm giving this a 9.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. I also gave it a nine.
I mean, dude, how can I?
There was a lot of iconic shit here, man.
Yeah. How can I not give this a 9? I mean, the only thing that really held back the previous episode was that there was a lot of pacing issues with the previous episode that this one just did not have. There wasn't a bunch of panning. Like the previous episode had a ton of we talked, I don't mind the panning across the characters, but there was a lot of that. There was a lot of, the non Z fighter stuff. And I don't know, the pacing here was so good. Like we just said, there was so much that fighters reference because there's so much that happened in this one episode. So did not give you this a 9 would felt weird.
What's really crazy is this really could have been such an easy 10, such an easy first 10 for Nano. because they cut out that one filler scene, they would have had enough time to hit the poses.
Yes.
And then that's like a guaranteed it has to be a 10. There's too much iconic stuff to not... But lesson number 1, you surprised me. I thought this had a potential to be a flop, but it was a banger.
I'm going to switch up on Asado. I think that we are in store for basically bangers until Vegeta leaves. I don't think there's any more filler until Vegeta is out of the picture.
Well, I kind of hope. How many episodes of Vegeta do we have left?
Hang on.
For reasons that I won't mention on this podcast, I kind of hope we have more than I hope we have a little while. Is basically what I'm saying. Just a little longer.
Okay. So we're like you said, we're gonna be on episode 30 next, which is Goku v Vegeta, and this box ends at episode 39. But that does appear to have us on Namek, actually.
Oh fuck.
Okay. Yeah. So, no spoilers, damn. But it does look like episode 37 is literally, it's called Plans for Departure. Dotto.
Okay. So we might line this up perfect with what we have something planned. It's a little something special for key moments that we don't want to get into, right now, but, there's something going on is all I'll say.
Yep.
And
something.
We need time.
Something. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today's video. Hopefully you guys, if you wanted to, you're able to become key members over there on Patreon, or if you're watching on YouTube, you can click the link down below where it says join. It's not a link, it just literally says join. Dotto, this was a good pod, man.
It was a lengthy one. Yeah, got into some discussion, got into some back and forth, some just lying.
Man,
that's
got
it.
In,
yeah, we did it.
Got into that. I hear, do you hear it? I got into that jingle. You hear the jingle?
Oh wow, there's that jingle. There it goes.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so crazy. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you all in the next one.